Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is announcing gladsome tidings, and that is that ALBA has dissolved. So the ALBA, as in the Scots Gaelic word for Scotland. So how dare they arrogate the country's name to themselves or a political party? If you call yourself the Scotland or Scottish something or other party, but that's it. You know, imagine in Ireland, we had a party calling ourselves Ireland Party. All right. The old home rulers of music on the hill, the Irish Party, that was wrong. The SNP under Alex Salmond, I remember referring to it as Scotland's party in the 90s, nauseatingly. Now, so the ALBA party didn't have any really principled disagreements with the Scottish National Party. They were just SNPers who couldn't abide Nicola Sturgeon. There was sort of the Alex Salmond fan club who decamped from the party after his acquittal on charges of rape. Anyway, they were going nowhere fast. Scotland's got two separatist parties, since the Greens and the SNP, and there's scarcely room for two of them. There certainly wasn't room for a third, and that was ALBA, who tried to stake out new territory for themselves by being even more headbangery on the issue of breaking up the United Kingdom. So that's, they were founded in February 2021. Remember, a strange time when we were sort of in and out of lockdown, when COVID was ravaging the land, killing over 2,000 people in the United Kingdom per day. It was led by Kenny McCaskill. It was one time was a big beast of the Scottish National Party, and he was Cabinet Secretary for Justice 2007 to 2014. And he was at the Scottish Parliament from its refoundation in 1999, representing East Lothian. So that's it. It did have two members of Parliament. They'd been elected under the SNP banner, but they'd left that party and joined the nascent ALBA about a month after its establishment. And actually, Ash Reagan, who was runner-up for the leadership of the SNP, she defected to ALBA when Hamza Yousaf defeated her. But she must be kicking herself because, you know, he fell under her sword after about a year. Had she stayed in the SNP, she would have had a very good chance of being leader and therefore First Minister of Scotland. So, yeah, the 2024 election, they stood in only 19 Westminster constituencies out of 59 in North Britain, and they didn't win a single one of them, and every single one lost their deposit. So Alex Salmond, you know, he was the founder of the party. Then he died, was it a year ago, 2 years ago, of a heart attack? Someone like Montenegro. So an evil man, but Salmond, I have some unwilling respect for him because he was an effective orator. He was a conviction politician and someone with his dynamism, his oratorical ability, his nous, his charisma. Had he joined a mainstream party like Labour or the Conservatives, he would have got much further. He would have been Scottish, he would have been First Minister of Scotland much sooner. He'd been the Cabinet Minister of the United Kingdom. I mean, there's a slender chance he could be Prime Minister of the very UK that he was determined to destroy. I'm very glad to say he failed. What a loser. Okay, so he really went off in high dudgeon, and that was his huff, because he fell out with the equally loathsome, what's her name, Nicola Sturgeon. So that's for those who couldn't abide Miss Sturgeon, who not sure she's even a member of the Scottish Parliament now. So, yeah, Alex Salmond resigned from the party he once led in 2018. He was accused of sex crimes, and then he was acquitted in 2020, I think just before COVID lockdown. I remember going up to Caledonia and walking up the Royal Mile outside that main court, seeing Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, who was a Salmond groupie, this far-left conspiracy theorist. Craig Murray, he's not wrong on everything. He's true about the barbarity of the Karimov regime in Uzbekistan. He's correct about what's happened to the poor Palestinians. Anyway, and now he's part of the Workers' Party of Britain. So he wants to keep the United Kingdom together. Okay, so it's really just a personality clash between Alex Salmond and Nicola Sturgeon about the sexual crime allegations regarding Mr. Salmond. What does she know? When did she know it? Oh, she's a feminist. Accusation equals conviction. And everything has been brought out of proportion. I mean, sex crimes, there are sometimes serious, sometimes very serious, like rape. Well, how can it be unserious if it was pinching someone's bum? No, shouldn't do that. That is a very bad thing to do. But come on, let's get it in proportion. You know, let's not say this is tantamount to rape or something like that. Okay. And anyway, so that party was there established. They didn't agree with the SNP's transgenderism and stuff like that. Didn't do terribly well. Standing for the Scottish Parliament. Remember, there's the Scottish Socialist Party, and they were sort of largely arguing over the same ground as them. So that's it. So was it just dividing the separatist movement? I suppose so. So yeah, Kenny McCaskill, who was leading what was, you know, almost a one-man band, and they just really got no money. Who's going to donate to them? So they, for the most urgent policy for them is to break up the United Kingdom, is for North Britain to proclaim a republic. They want to obviously to ditch the monarchy. They're a left-wing party, so it is complete, you know, pie in the sky pieties, these childish leftist policies, these fairy tales that you can tax your way to prosperity, and let's nobody work, we'll all be on benefit, something like that. So they've got a deputy leader who's Neil Hanvey, but I don't think he's ever been elected to any public position. So that's Ash Reagan going nowhere fast. Will some of them slink back to whatever it's called, to the SNP, possibly? So Ash Reagan then even left the party. I don't know, is she even in a Scottish Parliament? So that's it. Yeah, they've got one councillor, one local councillor in the whole of North Britain, so out of 1,200 councillors. So not really a party which is about to take office. So yeah, it just become a joke and irrelevance. It's scarcely even mentioned by the media. Why would they? These insurgent parties, you look like the United Kingdom Independence Party, began as seen as lunatic fringe and actually won a national election, a European election in the United Kingdom or whatever. Or, you know, obviously Labour began as absolutely tiny and then won landslide victories. I mean, the Conservative Party's always been significant. Okay, so that was the party that was. The party's over. What do you think? Was it worth setting up? Good news for the SNP, and not that Alaba was ever a serious challenge. Could have grown into a bit more. He's only getting a couple of percent of the vote. And those people presumably vote either SNP or the Greens, who are often allies of the SNP. So that's it to be expected. If anything, the only surprising thing is it didn't happen sooner. But, you know, they just don't have money to run a political party. These are very expensive operations, wanting to have agents, not just print posters and leaflets and so on, to hire halls, to have proper good communications, a proper media team to do their PR is costly, and that's it. Okay, what do you think? Are you jubilating? Should the joy bells ring out about Alaba winding up? If it weakens separatism, that is a good thing, because, you know, I am a united Britisher, and that includes for Ireland. Dissolve the Republic, you know, pereat res publica. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.